With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It is cold and it's wet in Florida. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says an area of moderate to heavy rains tracking now up the East Coast.
From southeastern Georgia into central and eastern North Carolina. And that area of rain is going to spread northward during the day today as the area of low pressure tracks up the East Coast. So heavy rain is going to move into the Washington, Baltimore metro areas later this evening. Rain will start to pick up into New York overnight.
Federal drug officials warning Georgia to shelve plans to be the first state to allow pharmacies to dispense medical marijuana. The DEA on November 27th warned pharmacies dispensing medical marijuana violates federal law. The State Pharmacy Board licensed 23 independent pharmacies to sell the drug. State officials say they can't override the federal directive. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel released video showing what it claims is a Hamas tunnel close to a major border crossing.
The Israeli Defense Ministry footage shows the Defense Minister Yoav Gallant inside the tunnel alongside soldiers. The entryway to the 2.5-mile tunnel is just walking distance from the Erez crossing and an Israeli military base. Hamas militants launched into Erez during their October 7 assault, which ignited the latest war. Israel's been seeking to destroy Hamas's network of tunnels underneath Gaza during its ground offensive to ensure it's no longer a threat. The discovery of the tunnel raises more questions about how Israeli surveillance could have missed such conspicuous preparations by Hamas for the deadly incursion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Here's a new look at America's spiritual condition.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, but not religious. 10% are religious, but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's State Athletic Board fined a high school $16,000 and put it on probation after a boy was allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team, violating a 2021 law signed by Republican Governor DeSantis, barring males from competing against females in public school sports. The boy, who dresses as a girl, played 33 games over the last two seasons. Florida officials also ruled the principal and athletic director must attend compliance seminars. SRN News. In Hong Kong, the trial of former publisher Jimmy Lee, or Lai, that is set to begin on Monday. Charges that he violated China's national security laws.
Jimmy Lai is facing multiple charges of collusion and sedition in connection with protests against an extradition law back in 2019, which drew an estimated 1.7 million people. The founder of the city's Apple Daily pro-democracy newspaper faces a possible life sentence if convicted under Beijing-backed laws, which were imposed afterward. He's already serving a prison term for lesser offenses. Six former Apple Daily executives pleaded guilty last year to conspiring with Lai in a call for international intervention on behalf of democracy in Hong Kong against China. George Williams reporting.
Nissan Motor Company expanding its research ties with leading Chinese university as it and other foreign car companies try to claw back market share in the important Chinese market. SRN News.